That's exactly what I'd say. Okay. That's what would be the matter with them too if they had that grease on
them.
Okay. It's dirty, greasy.
Okay. What is it that you need, that you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene oil.
All right, is there another name you might call it?
Paper?
Is there another name that you might call it?
Coal oil.
Okay. What might you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag, bottle, and kerosene?
A flambeau.
Okay. Okay, now what would you call a female sheep?
Well, you call it a deer, a doe, and you call it a sheep, a ewe. And you have, of course, that's a ewe lamb.
All right.
And the male is a ram.
What do people raise sheep for?
For two or three purposes. One's for the wool, one's for food.
Okay. Now, what is a male hog called?
A bull.
Okay. What would you call a male hog that's been altered?
We just called him a hog. I don't know. We never did. We just called him a male hog, that's all.
All right. What are the stiff hairs on a hog's back called?
Bristles.
Okay. The big teeth a hog has, what do you call
them? Tusks.
Okay. Now, the thing you put the food in for a hog is a what?
You mean, now wait, now say it again.
The thing that you put the food in for the hog?
Troll, a hog troll.
All right. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Yes, a wild boar.
Okay.
Whether it's female or male, it's a wild hog that's called a wild boar.
All right. What if you had this pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar,
mm-hmm.
What would you say you're going to do with him?
Well, of course, I just give you the, you call it alter. You just alter. That's not what we'd do, what we'd say, but that's what we'd say. We're just going to alter him.
Right.
And then, of course, what the pig would say would be, right.
Is that all he'd say? Okay. Noise made by a calf when it's being weaned. What do you call that noise?
Call it a blate. It's the same as you do with a sheep.
Okay, what is the gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time?
That gentle noise, the only thing I know is that they have two stomachs and they belch, and then they chew the cud. Now, if that's what you're talking about, that's all I know about. That's a gentle noise that you hear, a kind of a rumble.
Okay, what about during feeding time, you might say, if the cow began to what? What noise would he make?
I don't know.
Okay. What about the horse at feeding time? What noise would he make?
All you can hear if a horse is eating corn is hearing, cracking that corn.
All right.
And if it's hay, why, you can, you can hear him chew it.
Okay. Now, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a what?
Well, we call them a sitting hen. But now, back in the old days, we called her a sitting hen.
Okay. What do you call her now, a sitting hen?
Well, no, I don't call them now because it hatched these chickens with incubators.
That's right, okay. The place where the chickens live is called what?
Chicken house.
Okay. If it's just a little rude shelter built out in the open for the little chicks to run in.
Usually a coop.